Hello friends, myself Vijay Sharma. In this segment, we will discuss about intermittent fasting, scientific evidences for fasting, and its benefits. So let's start. Intermittent fasting, also known as intermittent energy restriction, is an umbrella term for various meal timing schedules that cycle between voluntary fasting and non-fasting over a given period. 3 month methods of intermittent fasting are alternate day fasting, periodic fasting, and daily time restricted fasting. Fasting periodically throughout the day or a week is becoming popular as a weight loss technique, and studies show it may also be a strategy to preserve health and extend life. Restricting food intake to a 6 to 8 hour period each day or eating lightly 2 days a week may have considerable benefit for overall health, according to a recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine. Scientific evidences for fasting. We now have more scientific evidence behind it. Initially, many people did it for weight loss, but animal and human studies show it may have greater benefits. Research has found 2 intermittent fasting techniques to be beneficial. Number 1, the 16:8 method, in which daily eating is restricted to an 8-hour window, fasting for the remaining 16 hours. Second, the 5:2 schedule, in which eating is restricted to about 25% of normal for 2 days each week and normal food intake the other 5 days. Normally, our bodies burn readily available glucose for energy. During periods of fasting, our bodies start to use stored ketones and fatty acids instead of glucose. This metabolic switch from glucose-based to ketone-based energy, the authors of the journal review paper conclude, increases the body's resistance to stress, increases longevity, and decreases incidence of diseases including cancer and obesity. Now, what are the benefits of intermittent fasting? Fasting has been shown to deliver a range of benefits. According to Nate Swearen, these include: reduces cell damage from oxidation and inflammation, lowers blood sugar, reducing the risk of diabetes or helping to better control diabetes once the disease develops, reduces belly fat and lowers blood pressure, both significant contributors to heart disease, improve memory, delay progression of multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease, lowers risk of cancer, aids in recovery from surgery, improved endurance when compared to general calorie restrictive diets. Getting started with fasting. If you want to try fasting, which method is best? It's mostly personal preference. However, Nate Swearen says limiting food intake to an 8-hour period daily is better for people taking insulin or blood pressure medicine than 2 days a week of calorie restriction. Regardless of method, she recommends people ease into it. Patients using the 16:8 method might start fasting only 5 days per week for 10 hours, then 5 days the next week for 12 hours, eventually working towards fasting 16 hours 7 days a week. Those trying the 5:2 schedule could begin by eating 600 to 700 calories on the 2 restricted days each week, with the aim of getting down to 500 calories. Fasting is not for everyone. Fasting can be difficult, especially at first. In the first month, you might feel hungry, irritable, or have trouble concentrating, Nate Swearen says, but the majority of my patients find it easier after 3 or 4 weeks, and they feel better, have more energy, increased concentration, and improved memory.